Reading from Talmud Esra Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2055, the three Olamot, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, we are in table of answers to the words, item 86. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Page 2055, question 86. What are Zcharim and Nekevot in Bi'ah? What are males and females in Bi'ah? 86. First, the ten Sefirot of Nikudim emerged from the Zivug in Nikve Enayim De'ak, where Gar of them remained nonetheless from the Bechina of Katnut, and Zad the Nikudim were shattered panim ve'acho, face to back. And then the zivug was made in Metzach De'ak, and the ten sefirot of Atzilut and the three olamot bia emerged. And from these two kinds of zivugim, couplings, came out the zcharim and nekevot, males and females of abia. From the zivugim in Metzach De'ak emerged all the zcharim, all the males, the abia. And from the previous zivug in Nikve Enayim De'ak, all the females of abia were corrected. From Gar de Nikudim that remained, Nukvin De'atik, and Ari Chaimpin and Abba Ve'ima were made of, and the rest of the Nukvin were all sorted out from the Klipot.
Listen and then ask questions. It's very important. The world of Nekudim came out on the Rishimot, Bet Aleph, second restriction, meaning from Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag. He calls Sag Ak. So it doesn't matter. Everything above Tabu is Ak. From Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag, lights come out, and they build the vessels. We are only considering the vessels below the general Tabu, which is Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. All in Katnut. Later, it was a Zivug on Dalet Gimel, Shimot, Dalet Gimel, and then this Partzuf receives additional light and goes into Gadlut. At the time of Gadlut, the lights pass from Abba, Keter and Abba Vima to Zon, and to Golgalta Venaim of Zon above the Pasa. They cross the Pasa, they enter the Achap of Zon, and they shatter. Zon, all of Zon shatters because there is no sum in or partial in spirituality. Everything below the Parsa and above the Parsa of Zon was shattered completely. So it turns out that the goof, Chagat Nehi of Zon, were shattered, and then Keter and Abba Ve'ima, Rosh of the Olam HaNekudim, were removed from their role. And from Gadlut went back to Katnut. Questions on what I said just now. Do you have any? None. What? On topic.
What does it mean that he returned to his Katnut? Where did he come back to after he was cancelled?
The Rashim, Keter and Abba Ve'ima returned to Katnut. Their Gadlut was revoked because the goof shattered. Now, what was left of the world of Nekudim, Keter and Abba Ve'ima, they function as Nukva towards the world of Atzilut, and the vessels that shattered, from them we got all the Partsufim of the world's Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, meaning the world's Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah came to correct, to complete whatever they did not attain in the world of Nekudim, in order to awaken, to correct the world of Nekudim, to fill it, and to reach in truth the end of correction. So, the world of Nekudim, what remained of it, is as a nukva, as a set of deficiencies with respect to the world of Atzilut. Keter and Abba Vehima, they take them as deficiencies for Gal of Atzilut, which fits or corresponds exactly against Gal of Nikudim. Atika Rechanpin Abba Vehima of Atzilut. They receive from Keter and Abba Vehima of Nikudim deficiencies, and by that they build themselves and establish themselves, and that's how they exist. Meaning, Atik Arechanpin Abba Vehima of Atzilut, their job, like the job of Keter and Abba Vehima of Nikudim, but so there would not be shattering. To take into consideration why they shattered, and now I fill them, I correct them, zone, I fill and correct in such a way that they would not break. Up to now, is it clear? Ask if not. Clear. What?
How are there nukvaot, females to atzilut, keter ve'aba de nikudim?
You take these vessels as a deficiency, as a left line, and atzilut as a right line, and then in order to function, it takes these vessels and it works with them in order to build himself. If there is a deficiency next to me, then I use it in order to build myself. The world of Atzilut comes in place of the world of Nikudim. It needs to function like the world of the dysfunctional world of Nikudim. It knows all the flaws in the world of Nikudim that previously were not revealed, and that's why there was shattering. The world of Atzilut already knows why the shattering happened, what happened, that's why it can function in such a way that it will correct the shattering and won't allow it to happen again.
What I mean is, how an upper partsuf, perhaps it's incorrect, but
which upper?
Keter and Abba Vehima de Nikudim.
It's not the upper, it's shattered, it's not the upper anymore.
It does not precede Atzilut.
Proceeding doesn't mean that it's the upper, because it was revoked from its role. Is your father preceding you? But you surpass him in a few things. You advance. The preceding one is not necessarily the upper one. It's the preceding one. But for the sake of correction, it's not always true. Okay? Seriously.
Sometimes I hear that Atik is Keter of Atzilut and sometimes Arechanpin. So when is it, this one or the other?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to us. Atik and Arechanpin both belong to Keter of Atzilut. Atik is the upper half of Keter, Arechanpin lower half of Keter of Atzilut.
Before, I already said that in Olam HaNikudim, when the shattering happened, Olam HaBriah, Olam Yetzirah and Asiyah, they fell.
No, these worlds didn't exist.
In Olam HaNikudim.
In the world of Nikudim, there were no worlds.
Fine, but after you said that Olam HaSiyah, Olam HaBriah, and Olam Yetzirah, they fell below the Parsa. This is second phase, after the shattering.
That's in the sin of Adam HaRishon.
You mentioned it in the beginning. This is why I'm asking.
I didn't mention it. It's incorrect.
You spoke of it.
No, listen to the lesson. You see that you're incorrect. What's the question?
How did they fall below the Parsa after the shattering? How did they get there?
Because the world of Atzilut, in the world of Atzilut, we had the shattering of the vessels, but it was called the sin of the tree of knowledge. A special partsuf that does not belong to the world, it is inside of them, it came to a state where it wants to correct itself by keeping, by correcting the stony heart. Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks that we should not correct. And 32 of them. We have, in general, 320 sparks. And out of them, there are 32, Lamed Bet, Lev. So, 32 sparks that should not be corrected because they belong to Malchut of Malchut that cannot be impressed by the upper light of in order to bestow. And that's why you can't work with them because they will always be in order to receive. So that partsuf called Adam HaRishon, just like in the world of Nikudim, thought it was omnipotent and could also use these vessels. He didn't feel that he was unable to use them. Just like in the world of Nikudim, that did not feel a partsuf, that below the parsa, the light of correction cannot come there, and that's why it will receive in order to receive. That's what happened before Adam HaRishon. Before the sin of Adam HaRishon, it rose above the parsa of the world of Atzilut, into Atzilut, the worlds of Bia. It drew a great light in order to correct itself and all the worlds and bring them to the end of correction, and failed because a part was could not be corrected. That's why it shattered and fell, and it pulled behind them all the worlds of Bia that fell below the Parsa, the worlds of Bia. And that's it.
I still understand. Why should it break? Because the light broke it. Who broke it?
It shattered because it had parts on which the reforming light, the upper light, does not influence, cannot influence, does not give him a screen. I have such desires. There are 320 desires, but on 32 desires out of them, the light can't work. It doesn't work. The light comes and they remain in order to receive. What are you looking at me? You're sitting here, a piece of meat, 100 kilos, and as much as I give you, you're not impressed. Why aren't you asking why wasn't he impressed?
Let's say 100 received light, only 32 couldn't receive the light.
288. 288 received and 32 did not receive.
How can it be?
Because they belong to Malchut of Malchut. Ultimately, we have 320 parts. 9 parts out of them, out of his batsuf, are 288. They are capable of receiving the upper light and be impressed by the upper who's bestowing in order to bestow. But 32 parts that belongs only to the 10th part of Malchut cannot be impressed by the upper light, and they never are able to change into receive in order to bestow. They remain in order to receive. And that's why the partsuf shattered.
And then how is it corrected, those 9?
We're not talking about correction. I'm not talking about the correction. I'm talking about the reality that I have after the world of Nekudim, what happened to us in the world of Atzilut. That's it. Okay?
Till now, the partsufim emerged on Reshimot. Now, in Atzilut, they emerge on Nukvaot, females. Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference. Because all the Reshimot from above down were realized, actualized. Dalet Dalet in Galgalta, Dalet Gimel in Ab, Gimel Bet in Sag, Bet Aleph in Upper Ma, Aleph Shoresh in Upper Bon. Additionally, Bet Aleph, second restriction in the world of Nekudim, Aleph Shoresh, second restriction in the world of Atzilut. All the Roshimot from above, from Machut Aven Sof, down, all the way down, were actualized. They were activated. They all elicited the Partsufim as much as possible to resemble the Creator in order to bestow. The creature completed that work. Additionally, it is shattered. That's what came out of his desire to resemble the Creator, meaning he failed. that's how it was planned from above, that he will discover that there is something in him that he cannot work with, this stony heart. That for all those things he can receive from above help, the force in order to bestow, to resemble the Creator, but on that you will not receive. What happened? Why can't you? Well, the Creator cannot make this work. Take care of it. The created being is making efforts. Here we need to have efforts, very, very special efforts. The creature, from his shattering, from filling his stony heart, Lamed Bet, 32 parts that belong to that Mahat of Mahat that he's unable to correct, he needs to start with them, to raise them from below up in the third axis. You know, we have these three axes. And then to start. And in this way, it truly feels a difference between himself and the Creator. And then when he begins to ascend, he feels, he understands, feels in each and every ascent, every step that he takes, he feels this split, a difference between himself and the Creator. What is the difference? Specifically in this stony heart. As much as his grasp of the stony heart is clear, healthy, I'm alive in this world, I understand, I feel, just like us. On the upper nine, that I now need to perform calculations similar to them, and I'm unable to. There it's bestowal, beyond time, space, and motion. Where the phenomena and the results are not in me, when I ascribe myself to all of reality, the whole world, or at least the ten, the group. I mean, those are totally different things. The creature has to go through this in order to acquire the status of the Creator, which is the final desirable result. And that's what's happening because, owing to the stony heart, which is the part that is not impressed by how much you bestow to him or influence it. Rather, it can only be impressed by, he calls it surplus. That although I disagree with the Creator, through the friends, as much as I can annul myself, as much as I ask the Creator to help me annul, I surrender, subjugate myself, truly I lower my head. In this way, I ascribe myself to faith above reason. This is something that cannot be explained, as we tried in the previous lesson today, to explain what it means, the contradiction between left and right, and how we cannot reconcile it. These two opposite things in one subject. This is possible only by the stony heart that comes to be corrected. The upper nine receive the light from above, they have no problem. For them, it's like angels. They can receive the control of the Creator, there's no split for them. The split can be only on the condition that you belong to Malchut. That's why those who are in Malchut and also want to come from it to Keter, those are few, not everyone. Upper nine, yeah, they'll participate. It's everyone. For them, it's all easy, light, it's not a problem. Not a problem to change their opinion. for us, everything is such a problem. I can't break myself. The hardest desires, the toughest ones, are those who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So from now on, the approach of correction in Olam Atzilut, the moment you start working with the females, Nukvot, what characterizes it from now on?
That above my reason, I have to subjugate myself, insert myself to the society, listen to the teacher, try to do what is written in the articles, and awaken by that the reforming light in advance.
So from now on, from Olam Atzilut, which starting to build itself, the scrutiny between the stony heart and the first nine appears in every state,
every action. And the important thing is to perform such actions that demand of us to discover that we can do it and to shout together.
So the ascent from below upward starts at that point. Can you say that?
Yeah, we begin.
No, I'm talking already in the beginning of the construction of the Olam Atzilut.
Yeah, but it's not a problem to build the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. After they're all built, after there comes the Partsuf of Adam Arishon, who's an angel, and it's shattered, and we begin to scrutinize the broken vessels, truly, from the center of creation. Because Adam Arishon, he's the middle point of all the worlds in which all these discernments that belong to Adam are revealed. So, until it comes down to us through this chain, through these chain links to our generation, it turns out that the beginning of the real correction is not in the previous generations, but as Baal Salam writes, in the generation of the Messiah.
And what is the need for that? Why in Olam Atzilut the stony heart does stand against the first nine, and you can already start the work of correction?
Who will climb to the upper nine? Men in this world.
Why?
Because there's no connection between them. Where does he write about it? That only a man who is once in this and once in that, once in the sitacha and once in holiness. I think in Pticha, he's writing at the beginning of Pticha, that's how he corrects the world. We require certain means, matchmaker, the one that connects the upper nine and the stony heart. And this is the man in this world. We read about it, no? What's up with you? You don't remember the material like that? How many years? I'm also a few years in this. You know, I have no memory. I don't even remember your name. Oh, that's it. Another short question.
Chicago, kulam tsuakim kan, beseder.
Everybody's shouting Chicago.
Internet. Chicago.
Do you want to ask or not?
No. Beseder. Ain't like no shila bichlal.
You don't even have a question. A question mark. Zohar, are you going to ask or not?
Our screen was frozen. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we hear that you're frozen.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a question. Everything that was broken on the way down, the shattering, everything taking place there, on the way up, these are the means for correction without which there can be no correction?
There are means for correction defined according to the structure. you understand that there's nothing here that I feel like it or I don't feel like it. I can use it this way or another way. We're in a system. Rigid system, but it's a system. It's like metal, iron. You can't do anything. And the more you get to know it, you will see that it works in a very precise way, extremely precise, down to the last atom, subatomic atom, the finest particles in creation. It cannot be any other way, because in each part there is light and vessel that are arranged one against the other from beginning of creation until the end of creation, which all existed together in the initial point, and that's how the system is arranged. The end of the act is in the initial thought, so just understand that all the states in the system, they are all connected. All of them from the first point of the system, that's how it expanded and grew. There's no question mark on anything. It's completely locked in a complete way. That's why you don't have any real freedom to do anything. Except as much as you succeed, you're in the system. And as much as you don't, you seemingly disappear. You don't exist. It appears to us that we exist. We don't exist. You exist in the system when you identify with the system and to the extent you identify with it. That's it. And if you don't exist, if you don't identify with it, you disappear from reality. And that's it. So we just have to learn how we keep ourselves maintained in the correct way according to absolute laws aimed at adhesion. And we go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
אם אתה מקשיב, את הפאזל כבר מרכיב, והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים, וזה גדל בלב, משמחה ומכאב, יוצא למסע לא מתעכב. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית, עוד מאותם ימי בראשית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית. אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת, והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטף, נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים, פתאום השחר מתעורר. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית, עוד מאותם ימי בראשית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל